Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be giving you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for green bean salad.
There's no mayo, right? It's not that kind of salad.
There's no mayo, but there's something in here you're not going to really like.
Mushrooms?
Not mustard.
It's mustard.
Mustard. I know. Dijon. Yep,
what
you
is
got
that?
It.
I watch so many cooking shows. They're always throwing Dijon mustard and everything.
It's the one thing that really is a game changer. It really adds a lot of flavor. It adds a lot
Bad
of flavor.
Flavor.
Well, okay. Maybe we can make this one without this Dijon mustard. But
yes.
What you're going to need is you're going to need some salt and some pepper. I don't think I've ever had a recipe that didn't contain salt and pepper.
Or
I think it's the first thing you got to put in there.
Yeah, you might as well just throw that in.
Every time.
Every time.
So now, when we start giving recipes, and now I'm not even going to say salt and pepper. Just add it just anyway. You need about a pound and a half of green beans, and you need about a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of sherry vinegar, 3 tablespoons of some olive oil, extra virgin, please. Give me that extra virgin. And give me about a half cup of sliced almonds, and also I want another half a cup of crushed up walnuts. Now, what you're going to do is, you're going to throw the green beans into a pot, cook them up, use the olive oil, and then also at the same time let that cook up. And also you can throw a little bit of garlic into the pot, and let the almonds and let the walnuts cook with the green beans. And then what you're going to do is you're going to let that maybe 6 to 8 minutes you cook that, and then afterwards. And this is the other thing, Lee, when it comes to green beans. Put the top on top of them.
So when you steam it a little?
Yeah, you want to get a little bit more moisture in there. You know, use the use that.
Because otherwise it gets too...
Right, it's too quick.
Yeah.
And it gets dried out really, really quick. So keep that water in there to help cook it. And then take it off the heat. And then what you can do is you're going to whisk together the mustard, the vinegar, the leftover oil, and some of the garlic. And you're going to put that on top. And between the walnuts cooking in there and the almonds, let me tell you something. When those almonds cook inside the oil... That really gives it a lot of flavor. And then you get that sherry vinegar and the Dijon mustard. Not on. That's really good stuff.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.